Well, Malcolm Turnbull is reported to have donated $1 million of his own money to bail out the Liberal Party during the federal election campaign, according to the Australian newspaper. This as he prepares to face a party room meeting on Monday and considers his reshuffle. But will it be substantial and will it satisfy his increasingly disgruntled conservative wing of the Liberal Party? Michelle Grattan joins us from Parliament House. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Patricia.
Now, Michelle, reports that the Prime Minister donated $1 million of his own money to his campaign. Are you surprised?
Well, I am a bit surprised. It does show that they were somewhat in need, or at least it suggests that, and they were crying poor during this last election and saying, well, the Labor Party has union funds and we're having all sorts of troubles. And, of course, the critics of the superannuation policy have been making the argument that maybe it didn't cost votes, although they claim it did, but even if it didn't cost votes, it cost donations and help. But it is a new slant on user pays, I must say.
I like that, Michelle. Let's get to this reshuffle. The Prime Minister right now is probably very much knee-deep in considering what he's going to do with his reshuffle. What are the dangers here for Malcolm Turnbull with this reshuffle? What does he need to do?
The word is at this stage, and it is some days away, that it's going to be a fairly minimalist reshuffle. I think there are dangers all round, given the rather fragile state of the party at the moment. If he made substantial changes, then there are always losers, and that generates discontent. On the other hand, if he doesn't use this opportunity, and reshuffles don't come around all that often, within a term they're sometimes precipitated by bad events, someone having to resign or whatever, but if he doesn't use this opportunity at the start of this term, then he doesn't necessarily have the best team in place. He's also, of course, under pressure from the Conservatives, who want more places, and the Abbott group might be small, but they're vocal, and they've been pressing for Tony Abbott to be brought back, which is extremely unlikely to happen. And the other constraint, of course, is that the number of vacancies is minimal, because the Nationals are entitled under the formula to two more on the front bench.
They're doing very well.
So if he actually wanted to do something substantial, he'd have to drop people with all the hazards of that.
And, of course, he can't be making any extra enemies very easily at this time, can he?
It's a bit risky.
Totally risky. Michelle, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.